There is a chiddush in the halachot of Shabbat that we are learning, the gabe a child on Shabbat, the parents want to put a monitor by the child's crib, and that monitor is has a sound, obviously, like a microphone attached to it. And when the child is crying, the parents who are in a different room are able to hear the cry because they have a speaker in their location. And Nachan was asked, is it okay to set up that monitoring system before the Shabbat? It's basically a form of an intercom. So the Chacham goes into a long discussion, again, in Halichot Olam. And the discussion over there is the use of a microphone on Shabbat. Clearly, he comes out that using a microphone is forbidden. But it's not for the reasons that people would have thought. He really holds that using a microphone, if it was turned on before Shabbat, does not have a problem of making a fire through the electricity or extinguishing. He says, at worst, it's just increasing electricity that's there already, which might only be a Isur de Rabbanan, but clearly it's forbidden to use a microphone on Shabbat, even if it's only Isur de Rabbanan. However, when it comes to this intercom system over here, he says, the two issues are going to be over here. The child crying into the intercom, well, he's a child, there's no problem for him to do anything like about that, and he's metasik, he doesn't know what he's doing. The fact that it's making some noise downstairs, Sephardim do not hold of this issue of Absha on Shabbat, of making noise in the house. It was done in a peaceful way. The Shulchan Aruch allows you to set up the millstone before Shabbat to grind the wheat, even though it's going to make noise. Maram is not osir. The issue is the parents that are in the room that are talking. Sometimes the parents go into the room to see the child. They're talking, their voice is getting caught into the speaker system and is being transmitted downstairs. So Avraham says, technically there is no problem, either because there's no issur from the actual talking into that machine, and since it was turned on beheter, it would be no problem. And even if you want to say that it's asur midrabanan, but it's a secret shem midrabanan, that l'nichale, or the echpatle, the parents, when they're talking, they don't care that their voice is being transmitted. It's not like he's asking his wife downstairs to bring him something, he's just talking to the child. So therefore it's a secret, it's inevitable, but it's midrabanan at worst, and lo echpatle or lo nichale. So therefore Acham Avadiyah holds, it would be permissible to set up an intercom in the child's room on Shabbat, I'm sorry, before Shabbat, for it to work over Shabbat, and the parents, when they go in, it would be lenient for them to even talk in the room in order, you know, to the child and so on and so on. They don't have to worry that their voice is being transmitted. Although at the end of that halakha, he wrote that there was some apparatus that they invented where when you go into the room, you could actually cover the speaker so your voice will not get transmitted to the other speaker system. So he said, of course, if somebody does that and you have that apparatus, matuba manaim, but he said those that are lenient clearly have what to rely on. And that teshuvah just should be noted. It comes to the heter also of the hearing aid, which is basically the same technology that somebody that has a hearing aid on Shabbat can activate it before Shabbat, even though when you're talking into it, when he's listening to it, it's creating the same mechanism that a microphone would be. He says, since he concluded, he asked experts, he even discussed it with Dr. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, who was an expert in electricity, and said it's not creating any fire, it's not creating any extinguishing of a fire. If anything, it's just putting more of an electrical current or less, which would not be technically asur, clearly not midoraita on Shabbat. So therefore the halakha, those that have hearing aids will be mutar to activate them before Shabbat, and those that want to use this intercom system to protect it or to watch it, or hear their children, even if it has an audible microphone system set to it, it would be permissible to set that up before Shabbat.